Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What a day it was yesterday. All of us shoulder to shoulder, diaper to diaper, taking a picture together.
Cheek to cheek.
And, you know, Kristen, for maximum embarrassment, we could have taken this picture yesterday, which Kristen will explain more in just a second. We could have done it in any one of the studios, in any one of the empty offices here at corporate that aren't occupied on any given day. Could have done it.
Lot to choose from, Mo.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, not Kristen. Has to go out in the parking lot where everybody can see us going in and going out of the building.
I was already feeling daggers when I was like, no, you can't wear leggings underneath your diaper. And then when I was like, all right, where are we going? I'm like, all right, everybody outside. And everybody's like, what? We're doing what? Outside? I'm like, yes. Helping Mamas drove their van here, the van that they use to deliver diapers to families and babies in need. The van is downstairs. We're taking our picture in our diapers downstairs in front of the van.
Well, we could have taken it in the van and been sheltered also.
And then, of course, we're taking it in direct sunlight, and I was worried about people's faces, so I made everybody go around the backside of the van so we could take one in the shade. And then I was like, you know what? We might as well turn around and show off our booties. So we had to do a butt shot too.
Either way, getting away from the vanity, you guys did an amazing job. Gosh. Yeah, we took a picture, which was sort of embarrassing. It was over in like 5 minutes. You guys did the heavy lifting on this thing again. And it's important, and you made an impact.
Yes, which is why I wanted to one more time thank you guys for your donations to Helping Mamas. And I thought, what better person to have on the air than Jamie Lackey? She is the founder and CEO of Helping Mamas. And they're the ones behind the Helping Mamas Challenge to fill the warehouse to collect 300,000 diapers. So, Jamie, what did you think when you saw the Burt Show fam had raised or donated 52,304 diapers?
Oh my gosh, you guys. I was so blown away. Stephanie texted me and was like, Jamie, it's 52,000 diapers. I was like, no way. This is not even possible. Your listeners are phenomenal. You all are phenomenal. I'm so speechless. You said, come on the show and paint the picture. I'm like, I can't. I'm speechless. There's no words for this.
So what can 52,304 diapers do for the moms you help?
You know, it does so much. And one of the things I like to say is, you know, it's so much more than this diaper, right? Like, it's so much more than what one diaper can do for them. It's being seen and heard and feeling part of a community, right? Like, you're going through some hard times, and all of us, they're all going through hard times. It's worse now than it's ever been financially for so many folks. And it's tough. And to be surrounded by a community like yours in particular, gives them hope, and it gives them the chance to know that they're going to get through this hard time. And it gives their kids in childcare. It gets them to work. Without diapers, you can't go to childcare. Without childcare, you can't work. So it gets their one more foot in front of the other than one more foot. Their foot in front of each other one more day to keep going. And it's powerful what you're doing, and it's powerful what you're letting them do.
Now, and I really wanted you guys to realize the impact. Whether, you know, no matter how many diapers you donated, every single one makes a difference. And Jamie, just, I love your organization. I'm so glad we were able to help. And I just really wanted to have you on so our listeners who contributed know what an impact they made.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. We're so grateful. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You're just incredible.
I feel like we're a little bit like Taylor Swift a couple of years ago when everybody used to make fun of her when she would win award after award after award and she'd be shocked every time. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting another award. Every time we ask you guys to do something, oh you gosh. Step up and we're still shocked every time that you do it.
And this time y'all didn't just step up. Like you blew away the goal. Yeah. So, and if people want to know more, Jamie, about what you guys do, where can they go?
Helpingmamas.org, and Mamas is M-A-M-A-S.
And is it true that 52,000 diapers, that's going to end up helping 2,000 babies?
2,000. Wow. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Wow.
And do all of those stay in Georgia, or is that a national thing, or?
No, I'll stay right here in Georgia.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's really great. Well, we are glad to help out. We are forced to help out, but we're glad we did.
I strong-armed everybody into a diaper, but
We were voluntold.
I like that, Tommy.
That is exactly right.
Well, thank you for coming on, Jamie, and we're more than happy that we could help you guys out. And do we look forward to doing it again next year? I'm coming with some.
Gotta be another way.
Gotta be. I will tell you this, and I have not skipped leg day in 2 weeks.
Dude, your quads were looking tight.
Yeah, that's all because of this right here, okay? All right, Jamie, take care. We will be in touch soon, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. All right, 52,000 diapers helping 2,000 kids around Georgia.
Thank you all so, so much.
Y'all kick some serious booty. All right, Jackson Kim, our new phone screener, dang near hit the lottery over the weekend.
It wasn't me. It was not me. This is a story that I can tell, but it was not me. It was actually my girlfriend. So we decided to go to the Atlanta United game this past Saturday. And
did Messi play?
Messi did not, which was known. And it was my girlfriend's first time going to an Atlanta United game, first time at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a very exciting time. We showed up to the game. First half was phenomenal. We got to see, I think it was like 2-1 by the end of the half.
Isn't it super fun? Like, even if you don't know, I keep telling people, if you know nothing about soccer or nothing about sports, just getting caught up in the excitement, because these fans are nutty. They really are nutty.
The energy there is really something crazy. And that, like, that section with all, like, the flags
Isn't
waving and all, like, the chants and stuff.
Staying
like,
up the whole game.
Yes. Exactly. It's such a fun time. People doing the wave, you know.
How was that? We got it started.
And so at halftime, we were like, okay, let's go grab some food, maybe some drinks. And so, you know, we leave our seats, and we noticed that they had set up right outside of our section a, like, golf simulator area where they have like these hitting bays where you hit a golf ball off of turf into like a projector screen basically. And the big headline on it was hole in one for $65,000. And there's this long line of people that are waiting to just, you know, take a shot at hitting a hole in one on this, you know, screen simulator to win some money, right? And so my girlfriend and I are avid golfers. And so we're like, well, you know, it's worth a shot, right? Like, we may as well give it a try. So
is it costing you anything to give it a shot?
Nope. Nothing. Free.
Okay.
Free to try, right? So I grab us some drinks. She's waiting in line for us. I get back over there and we're, you know, next up in line and she's like going first. There's a decent crowd around us. So there's like, you know, some pressure on the shot. You only get one chance at it, right? And so
I'm like, don't want to whiff it, man.
Exactly. And so I'm holding, like, she's taking off like all of her rings and like giving me like all of her stuff to hold. And she steps up there first and she takes, you know, she picks a club out from the bag. And the first shot that she hits was pure as could possibly be, but the sensor didn't register.
Oh!
And I was like, man, that looked really good. And so the guy's like, oh, you have to put the ball like right here, like in a different area. And she's like, okay, cool. So I'm like, man, that like looked really good. So she lines up again and she hits her second shot. And this ball is tracking exactly towards the hole the entire way. And like, you can feel the energy and excitement. Like everyone's going like, go, go, go. And people are freaking out. It lands on the front side of the green and it's rolling, tracking directly towards the hole.
Is everybody just losing their mind
right now as
it's rolling?
Everyone's going crazy. And like right before this, I had asked the guy like, has anyone actually won this? And he was like, yeah, just last year, someone had won this. And so the ball is traveling and trickling right towards the hole and it stops literally like 6 inches to the right.
No, 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 no. no.
I know. And everyone was just going bananas. And I was like, it was like one of the most exciting things ever. And then I was like, now I have to follow this up and I have to hit now.
Were you even close after that?
My line was really good, but it was short.
And it was for $66,000.
It was $66,000 towards a new Mercedes because it's like sponsored by Mercedes-Benz.
All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.